any of them that already had the truma in their mouth. This mishnah is referring back to the cases we had in the previous mishnah of an isha who was a bat yisrael married to a kohen, who was allowed to eat truma while she was still married to her husband. And Eden came and told her that her husband died or divorced her. And it's also referring to the case of an eved knani that is owned by a kohen, who is allowed to eat truma while he is owned by the kohen. That Eden came and told him that his master had sold him or given him away, or his master died or freed him. Now this mishnah says that if the eved knani or the isha already had the truma in their mouth when the Eden came and said that the husband had died or divorced her, or in the case of the eved knani that the master had freed him or given him away, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Yivlu, but Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Yivlu. Rabbi Eliezer said they're allowed to swallow the truma in their mouth, even though they now know that they're not allowed to eat truma. But since at the time they put the truma in their mouth, they had the right to eat the truma. And the Nisha was married to a kohen, is allowed to eat truma. She doesn't have to suspect that her husband died. And the eved knani that is owned by a kohen is allowed to eat truma, and he doesn't have to suspect that his master had given him away. So since he had the right to eat the truma, even though he now knows that he no longer is allowed to eat truma, he can go ahead and swallow the truma that is in his mouth. And Rabbi Yeshua argues, Rabbi Yeshua holds, they would have to spit the truma out of their mouth. And since the isha, the eved knani, now know that they no longer have the right to eat truma, they can't even swallow what they have in their mouth. But in the third case that we had in the previous mishnah, a case of a kohen that found out that he is a ben grusha or a ben kalusa, he found out that he is not a valid kohen. His father had married a divorcee or an isha that had performed chalitza who was usher to a kohen, and therefore he is a chalo. In that case, even Rabbi Eliezer would admit that if the kohen had put truma in his mouth, he would not be allowed to swallow it once he finds out that he is a ben grusha or a ben chalutza. And only in the case of an isha who's married to a kohen, or an eved knani that is owned by a kohen, that at one point they did have the right to eat truma. It's only now that the woman's husband died, or that the eved knani's master sold him, that he is not allowed to eat truma. So therefore, since at one point they were allowed to eat truma, if they already have the truma in their mouth at the time they find out that they're no longer allowed to eat the truma, then Rabbi Eliezer holds they can swallow the truma in their mouth. But in the case of a kohen that finds out that he is actually a chalo, that his father married a grusha or a chalutza, he never had the right to eat truma. And from the time he was born, he was pasul for kohuna. So therefore, even Rabbi Eliezer would admit that even though the truma is already in his mouth at the time he finds out that he is not a valid kohen, he would have to spit it out. Amar lo nimeish truma. A kohen that was eating truma, and at the time the kohen put the truma in his mouth, he was tar, and the truma was tar. But after he put the truma in his mouth, prior to him swallowing the truma, he had become tummy. And people told the kohen, you have become tummy, causing the truma also to become tummy. And a kohen tummy is not allowed to eat truma. And even if the kohen was tar, but if the truma is tummy, he's not allowed to eat the truma. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a yibla. Rabbi Yeshua, I'm a yibla. Rabbi Eliezer said, even though the kohen had become tummy, but since at the time he put the truma in his mouth, he was tar, the kohen can go ahead and swallow the truma that's in his mouth, while Rabbi Yeshua argues, Rabbi Yeshua holds the kohen has to spit it out, and since he has become tameh, he cannot swallow the truma that's in his mouth. Tameh hayita utmeh haisa truma. But if the kohen put truma in his mouth, and people told the kohen, you were already tameh before you put the truma in his mouth. Or they told him the truma had already become tameh before you put the truma in your mouth. Omnoda shahutabal. Or somebody who was eating food, and after he put the food in his mouth before he swallowed it, he found out that the food is tevel, it's food that the trumas and mises were not taken from it. Umaitharishan shalom nutla trumasa. Or somebody put food in his mouth, and prior to him swallowing it, he found out that the food he put in his mouth is maitharishan, that the trumas mises was not taken from it. And you're not allowed to eat maitharishan prior to taking off trumas mises, it'll be given to the kohen. Or somebody put food in his mouth and he found out before swallowing it that the food he put in his mouth is Maitre Shani outside of Yerushalayim that was not redeemed, or it's Hegdish that was not redeemed that's forbidden to be eaten. Or Satan, Tom Pishpitz, or After putting the food in his mouth, he tasted the taste of an insect in his mouth. He realized there's an insect mixed in with his food. In all these cases, he cannot swallow the food. He must spit out the food that's in his mouth. And the food that he put in his mouth is forbidden food and is not allowed to swallow it. And even according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's not allowed to swallow the food that's in his mouth. And that which Rabbi Eliezer holds, that you're allowed to swallow the food that you put in your mouth, that's only by the time you put it in your mouth, the food was mutter. But in all these cases, the food was already forbidden at the time he put his food in his mouth. So therefore, even Rabbi Eliezer would hold, you have to spit out the food. Somebody who was eating a cluster of grapes, and he brought the grapes from the garden into the courtyard. And Trumas and Maisim were not taken off of these cluster of grapes, but he was allowed to eat an achilas arai, a temporary type of achila, from the cluster of grapes, since the grapes were not nikma melachto, meaning to say, the work on the vineyard was not completed, so therefore you're allowed to eat an achilas arai, a temporary achila, from the grapes of the vineyard. But the din is, once the grapes are brought into the chaser is kovas lemaiser, which means that once it's brought in the chaser, you no longer are allowed to eat the grapes without taking off trumas and maisers, even though the vineyard was not nigmra melachto. And he was eating the cluster of grapes in the gina, in the garden, which is mutter, since he was eating an achilas arai. But while he was eating the cluster of grapes, he brought the grapes from the gina into the chaser. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yigmor, or Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yigmor. Rabbi Eliezer said he can finish eating that cluster of grapes, even though he has already brought them into the chaser. But he cannot eat them in the chaser itself. He has to take them back out to the gina, and in the gina he can finish off the cluster of grapes. And even though normally once the grapes are brought into the chaser, you cannot eat those grapes at all without taking off trumas and maaser, even if you want to take them out of the chaser. But in this case, since he was already eating the cluster of grapes prior to bringing them into the chaser, even though he's already brought them into the chaser, he can finish off the cluster of grapes, but he has to take them out of the chaser if he wants to finish them. While Rabbi Yeshua holds, you cannot finish eating the cluster of grapes, as even though he was already starting to eat the cluster of grapes before he brought them into the chaser, once they are brought into the chaser, it's also for him to eat the cluster of grapes before he takes off the trumas and maasers. Chaska lele shabbos. Somebody was eating a cluster of grapes in achilas arai on erev shabbos, and then it got dark on lel shabbos. He had not yet finished the cluster of grapes, and was already shabbos, and he can't continue eating the cluster of grapes on shabbos as the din is. It's just like a chaser kovas lemaaser, so too shabbos kovas lemaaser. Meaning to say, just like any food that is brought to the chaser cannot be eaten without taking off the trumas and maaser, so too you can't eat any food on shabbos without first taking off the trumas and maaser. As all food they eat on Shabbos is considered an achilas kavah, a very set type of an achilas, not considered an achilas aran. So therefore, you can't finish eating the grapes on Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yigmor, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lo Yigmor. Rabbi Yeshua said that you can finish eating the cluster of grapes on Matzah Shabbos, as even though on Shabbos you can't eat the cluster of grapes, but after Shabbos you can finish off the cluster of grapes, and since you started eating the grapes on Friday, you can finish it off on Matzah Shabbos. While Rabbi Eliezer holds that even on Matzah Shabbos you cannot finish eating the cluster of grapes without first taking off the trumas and maaser. Now most Mepharshim actually have the opposite gears. They hold that just like in the first case, Rabbi Eliezer is the one who said that you can take the cluster of grapes outside of the chaser and finish off the cluster of grapes in the gina, so too in this case Rabbi Eliezer is the one that's lenient. And Rabbi Eliezer is the one that holds that you can finish off the cluster of grapes on Matzah Shabbos, while Rabbi Yeshua holds that you cannot finish off the cluster of grapes on Matzah Shabbos. And just like in the first case, Rabbi Yeshua was machmer and held that once you bring in the cluster of grapes into the chaser, you can't take the cluster of grapes into the gina and finish off the cluster of grapes. So too in this case, Rabbi Yeshua is the one that is machmer.